Now, most of you go to the table of the Lord with me on television night after night. I won't have to say what I say when I'm dealing with many that are beaten down with traditions. You know this is a table of grace. Those that Jesus took it with first were the worst failures the church has ever seen. And they walked out to fail him right after they shared these elements. He knew they would, still told them to keep on taking it, embracing their failure with the knowledge they'd fail, because he knew he would provide an adequate payment for all their shortcomings. When Paul warned the Corinthians not to take unworthily, he spoke of the manner of partaking. He said, "You're guilty of the flesh and blood of Christ." To be able to look at these elements and not remember what they point to, and that Christ died for you and me, is to have an attitude that effectually puts us guilty as those that crucified Christ. It all has to do with the manner of partaking. To partake unworthily, that's an adverb, is to partake not discerning the meaning of these elements. God said in his word, the life of the soul resides in the blood. He said, for sin comes death. God never bothers to compare men with men. He sets the standard as himself, and we all fall short, and a miss is as good as a mile. Dad and I stand here tonight, by our performance, just as short of the glory of God as any of you. And any of you are just as short as we are. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. There's a simple transaction of value. The meaning of the blood, life was contained in it. God said, for sin comes death. As the blood is spilled, death results. The value of the blood is the value of the life. One worth enough to God to be worth more than all of us put together. When he died, the value of his life was such it could be taken in the place of all sinning mankind. In fact, only a few respond. The payment was sufficient to cover every sin every man ever committed or ever will commit. Every sinner in town tonight, many of whom will never name the name of Jesus till they die, their sins are covered. Whether they see it and take it as we do, God bought the whole field to get the treasure that's in the field, you and me. You partake worthily when you understand that. And I reverse the order tonight, as I do sometimes, to take the cup first, in the full knowledge that this is an emblem, the emblem of the blood, his blood containing his life, voluntarily poured out that we might live. Calvary simply means that God treated his own son as you and I deserve to be treated for our sins, that he might treat us as his son deserves to be treated. We stand in God's presence tonight not because we deserve it. We have what he deserved because he took what we deserved. You understand that? We have what he deserved because he took what we deserved. And we lift this cup as an act of faith to claim that promise in the knowledge that we're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. And as we look at this emblem and we take it, we remember. All he said to do is remember him, to remember that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the full penalty. Let man judge us, it means nothing. He that judgeth me is the Lord. And he gave himself for us, knowing our condition. Grace, unmerited favor. Can you say with me as we lift the cup, thank you, Lord, for your grace, as we take it in Jesus' name. As I say each night on TV, there's two elements here. Simply understood, if sin were the only issue, all you need is the cup. The bread is here because God put some icing on the cake. He not only covered our sins, but Isaiah 53 says, The Lord laid on him our sicknesses and our infirmities. When you can see that, and as Jesus said, when you take these elements, remember him. Faith can grab hold of the promise. Not only did he bear your sins in mind, the Lord laid on him our sickness. I don't understand the logic of it, but there's a double happening of every sin and every sickness. When we do it, when we bear it, when he bore it. And as faith's eyes begin to comprehend, he really did bear your sickness and mine. Faith grabs this bread and says, with his stripes, ye were healed. You personalize it and say it with me. With his stripes, I was healed, as we take it together in Jesus' name. And thank the Lord for his grace. It's been a wonderful night. You know, I've worked many years in ministry to find people with the dignity and common sense to be as you have been tonight. And this pastor and teacher for many of you is proud of what you have done. God's going to honor your faith. Thank you for proving that an audience can respect the things of God and act in the King's house of faith as though you know the King of Kings is present because he promised it. God bless you and honor your promises. We'll be back in the battle tomorrow night.